So, Commander, Memorial Day is approaching. How should Americans view this special day and remember the fallen?
Yes, it's good to be here, and thanks for having me, especially with Memorial Day. That is the time to remember. I think it's a special day that once again we bring up those, it's not like a cliche kind of thing, but what we should do is always bring this phrase up to the forefront and talk about freedom isn't free. I know we hear it a lot, but I think we really need to take that to heart. And when we do, it reminds me especially of Memorial Day. Again, I know our listeners out there and people associated with your great show here know that when they were younger, they had dreams, right? Wanting to be certain things in life and, or professions and having all those things. And in America, we could do those things and we can do those things. And we pray that we can continue.
Yeah. I'm sorry, you had gotten caught off there.
Okay. I just saying that that we could continue then with those dreams, and we can, because you know we are free, and we should thank and remember then a veteran, and especially the cost then of what it takes for freedom, and that is sacrifice.
Yeah, and they do sacrifice a lot. Can you explain the Be the One campaign for the American Legion and why this is important?
Yes, you know, Be the One for us is a priority. And when we talk, what's Be the One? Well, Be the One is not just a catchy phrase or a campaign or some cool little slogan. It's really the heart of what we really want to bring forward. And that is Be the One to Save One. When we talk about veteran suicide, some major statistics out there. I mean, we have said an earthly goodbye to veterans, and that is 135,000 have taken their lives since 9/11. You know, that's more than all the deaths of the wars from Korea all the way to present. That's staggering. And I'm sure our listeners know about other statistics out there, 17 per day, 18, some use 22. I have reports that I can even say double that. So that's why we're saying this is a major priority for us. This is a crisis, actually. And that's why we're really kicking off for us. We want to be a veterans organization to be the most trained in this field, not to be mental health experts or the Legion Counselor of the Year kind of a thing. We want to save lives. We want to change lives. We want to be aware of this situation. So that's why we're asking these difficult questions, and people really don't want to talk about, you know, a suicide, and ooh, you know, they're maybe afraid of asking those questions. And we're saying we want to be out in the forefront. Ask, do you have suicide thoughts? But then to listen, to show that we care. And, you know, we have almost 3 million within our family, and that's a lot. 12,000 posts around the world, we can be a great asset and a great resource. So that's why we're saying we want to listen, we want to reach out, we want to have our resources available. And in time of crisis, if there is an answer to say, yeah, I believe I want to hurt myself, We're not waiting. We're acting. We're acting to save a life, and that's why it's so important to know those numbers, such as the suicide hotline, 988, and then we dial 1 because it's a veteran specific. And so we have these resources and training under our belt. So we're taking that initiative. We're serious about changing lives and saving lives.
Commander, you mentioned many don't know the sacrifice a soldier makes. Outside of Be the One and helping our soldiers with suicide prevention, what are some other issues that are facing soldiers and some other tools that the American Legion is utilizing?
Yeah, so, you know, it's just not the suicide, but you know, as I went around visiting troops, because that's all I, as I do too, I'm only, my home is Wisconsin, for those that don't know, and I'm only home like 3 weeks out of my whole term, my whole year, and I'm visiting troops, I'm going to bases, and the things that are happening is not just struggling perhaps with PTSD, but also, you know, there's family separations, there's loss of friends, the high stress of the job. Then some, when they get discharged, they're jobless or they're homeless too. So those are things that are, well, we say plaguing our veterans, not only in, but as they are discharged. So these are the things that we are addressing as we continue to serve, and bringing forth to Congress, to our senators, our representatives, and people of those places that can reach out and help.
And how do outside of helping, how do people become a member of the American Legion?
All we have to do is you serve one day of active duty, and you're eligible to join. We have other parts of our family. As I mentioned, we have like 3 million. So we have our auxiliary. We have our Sons of the American Legion. If we like to, you know, be a veteran or even in any of those categories, and you love to ride the motorcycle, we have a riders program, which is very, very effective and powerful and therapeutic as well. But to learn more, we can simply go to legion.org and know all the scope of it, but even go just visit a local post. You know, those are all kinds of awesome ways to know more about what we do. And you know something, Matt, when I first started, I thought it was just a little club on the corner as well. And after I got plugged in and found out, I'm like, oh my goodness, the things that we do from the community base, you know, with our children and youth programs, to like then doing the national thing in the federal, you know, working with senators and representatives and being, you know, even knowing the importance of the GI Bill. Where did it come from? It just didn't fall from the sky. We were the writers of it. One of our past national commanders actually wrote that document. We have it here on the third floor of our endowment room. It's just amazing of what this organization has done in the past and we continue to do. And I'm proud to know that we have saved and changed lives already. They've tapped me on the shoulder and said, Commander, what you talked about was me. And they're in tears, and they're giving me hugs and saying, you know, you saved my life. You saved my life. You can't put a membership price on that. That's what I wanted to belong to. And I know others want to belong to something with purpose and relevance, and that's purpose and relevance.
Well, Commander, where can our listeners go for more information?
For more information, please, please go to legion.org. If you want to learn more about Be the One, you can simply go to betheone.org as well. Join us. Be a part of this growing, life-changing and life-saving force that we're doing. It's awesome.
Commander, I appreciate your time this morning. Thank you so much.
No problem. Thank you.